Read out the.
Great. Whenever you're ready, Ruth, if you can see
I
the
am. Thank you.
grid.
I'm calling this Bay Village Historic District Commission public hearing to order at 4 p.m. on Tuesday, September 12th, 2023. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the March 29th, 2023 legislation extending the suspension of these provisions until March 31st, 2025, we are conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the Bay Village Historic District Commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing.
Great. Thank you, Ruth. So for the commissioners who are present, we have Steve Dunwell, Tom Hotalian, Ann Kilgus, and Ruth Knopf. And I'm the staff person, Joe Cornish, Director of Design Review. And I'm not seeing, is anyone here to present for 18 Winchester Street? If you are, if you could raise your hand. I don't see your name here. If not, I do see 16 Piedmont. Benny, are you here? And would you be ready to present if we moved to yours first?
I am here and I am ready to present.
Joe, could you take down the initial to offering on the screen, please?
Yes, yep.
Thank you.
And I will just move, let me get to,
Thank you.
sure. So, Ruth, if you wanted to call this one.
Okay. The first issue on the agenda is project two at the number is 24.0216 BV, 16 Piedmont Street. Construct a rooftop addition that includes roof deck, headhouse, and sunshade structure.
All right. So before I turn it over, first, Benny, would you like to introduce yourself and who else is here to present with you?
Yes, my name is Benny Bear. I'm an architect. I'm the architect for this project. Present on this presentation is Rabbi Yosef Zaklos, and he's the owner of this project. I will do the presentation. If there are specific questions to the owner, I think we'll turn to the rabbi to address them.
Sure. And b before you move ahead, I just wanted to show some photos I took so commissioners can have a look. And I also just wanted to clarify, there were some questions that I had asked that the design team was accommodating to answer for me. I had asked what the cladding was going to be at the new addition. You can see here metal, most likely zinc, to match the neighboring building. The deck railing being proposed is painted black steel. You may remember we had an advisory review of this project a few months ago. During that review, we asked if a roof hatch could be used instead of a head house. And you see here the answer was for safety, the applicant would be interested in having the head house for a safer use for young children. And then asked if the addition could be pulled back as much as possible. They explained there are structural constraints to doing that, and they'll elaborate here at the hearing. And then I asked for some more information about the proposed shade structure pergola, and you can see it was designed to meet the rabbi's programmatic requirements and serves a religious function. So I know, Benny, you'll probably elaborate more on these details, but just to get people familiar with the site. The other day, yesterday, I went to take some photos. So you can see here is 16 Piedmont. This is looking almost from Chaumont Street south on a Coconut Grove Lane. Here we are a little closer at Piedmont Street at the top of Coconut Grove Lane. And I think it's important, and if you read my staff comments, that 16 material-wise and design-wise really relates more to this building, I believe, to the left than this one to the right. And that's important when we're thinking about an addition up here. And again, you can see the brick really ties into the building next door and the facade much differently than it does to the building to the right.
Mm-hmm.
And here is a view on Piedmont Street, really how you experience the property when you're walking down the street. And then this is an important view here. This is from Church Street looking east down Winchester. So 16 is right about here. And, you know, I think it's important to see the amount of rooftop clutter, I would say, here. And, you know, here you have the more streamlined addition to the building to the left, and this is 16 right here. So with that, Benny, I will turn it over to you. My staff recommendation was to approve the project, but I think, and again, commissioners, you can discuss this in detail, it may make sense to look at the shade structure and head house after the addition is built for visibility, and we can mock it up at that time. Maybe it could be remanded to staff. And I believe we had done that when we reviewed those new row houses on Edgerly Place. So, all right, Benny, I'm going to stop sharing my screen, so you should be able to go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Joe, for the thorough presentation of the project. And let me... I can add to what you have shown us in terms of the existing conditions. There's a very complicated interface between number 16 and the building to the right. And I apologize, I don't know whether it's number 12 or, but you can see the yellow door. Can you see my screen?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You can see the yellow door. It serves both buildings. You can see right above the yellow door how the masonry band from the left and the brick band from the right come together. This is really the what I believe to be the property line. So there's a lot of interface between those two buildings, and it's not entirely clear where one ends and the other one starts on each of the floors. But with that, I'll move on. As we've already said, the intention here is to construct a rooftop, or to add another story to the building and then have a roof deck on top of that. This is the existing building is a single family residence. It's on one of the smallest lots in the neighborhood. The lot itself, according to the survey that we've commissioned, is 695 square feet. The structure, like many other structures on this block, but right up against other structures on the property line, you can see here, these are the existing conditions plans. On the left, there's a basement plan. And going to from left to right, there's a first floor with a double height space in it and a small mezzanine in the back. Then there is an existing second floor. On some of the plans, it's labeled as third floor, but because we treat the mezzanine as a mezzanine, this is a second floor technically. And then there is an existing roof on it. I'll scroll right to the, I'll keep going here. This on the left is a street elevation of the of the existing condition of number 16, and on the right is a building section on it. You can see in the section on the background, there's the roof deck of that building to our left. These are elevational views with in context, we have modeled the building to the left and the building to the right. You can see these are existing conditions. Right here in the middle, and I apologize for the drawing clutter here. This is a proposed addition right here. There's going to be a stair leading up to the new third floor. There are going to be two bedrooms, two bathrooms on this floor. And then on the right, you can see the roof plan where there's going to be a roof deck. There's going to be another stair rising up to it. It's enclosed and covered by this roof head house that we've discussed. And there's going to be a roof deck. The roof deck is for both the use of the residence and, as mentioned before, for 1 week every year. It's also used for religious purposes during the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles, which is going to happen in the next month. In this screen, you can see on the upper left corner the modeling of the existing conditions, and on the right-hand corner, the proposed addition with the pergola with the head house. We have receded with the facade of the addition from the front lot line to preserve and to accentuate the existing brick feature of the parapet at the front. As Joe mentioned, the addition itself, its cladding material is going to be metal cladding to match the building on our left. It's not entirely clear to me whether the building to the left has lead coated copper or whether it's another metal, but since we'd rather not use lead here for various reasons, we may opt to do it in zinc, which comes very close in appearance to lead coated copper. You can see at the bottom the existing elevation side by side with the proposed elevation, and you can see the head house and the pergola in the back. And now I want to just briefly digress a little bit to another photograph that we have here. Joe, you're talking about the clutter on the building to the right. I have this view here of the roofs to the right and the left. You can see right here, this is number 16 Piedmont. It has a low roof right now, which is where we propose to add the story and the roof deck. You can see that the building to the left has pretty much what we're asking for here. It has another story addition, metal clad, and it has a raised roof deck on top of it. It does not have a head house. The building to the right has some structure here, not entirely clear to me what purpose it serves. Again, it appears to be metal clad, and it has some shading structures to its right and the roof deck. We've been asked during the design process and during the advisory review with this board, this commission, we've been asked whether we could recede the head house from the street. And because of the very tight floor plan situation, the stair doesn't have any more to go to the back than we already have pushed it. And we have squeezed the fair amount. Like I said, the footprint of the lot is very tight, and we're fighting for every inch and every foot in the bedrooms and the bathrooms. As you saw in the floor plans, they're not very generous, but they serve the purpose. So right here, you see how we match the view of the our model onto this this photograph, showing what the addition is going to look like with the additional story, with the roof deck, with a head house, and with the pergola. And right below it is the same photograph without the addition. For context, from the street, standing on Piedmont across the street, right by the corner of the parking garage, this is a view that the addition would have from the street looking up. Yes, you can make out the head house through the proposed guardrail. The pergola is not visible from this angle. And again, this is the same photograph without the addition. This is a very similar view to the photograph that Joe, you showed earlier. This is showing the addition, head house, pergola. And this is the view without it. That's a photograph without the addition. As you can see from this view, there's a taller structure at the rear of 16 Piedmont. So the proposed addition is not going to be viewed in silhouette against the skyline, because there's a blank wall, tall blank wall behind it. I'll be happy to answer any questions at this point.
Thank you.
Benny, a question about the cladding. You're showing it as a light color here?
We did not get into colors here, so it's all just a, it looks like a white model, but the intent...
It's just for modeling purposes then?
It's just for modeling purposes.
Okay.
Yes.
Would the gold have it be a darker color to kind of drop out and blend in more with the adjacent colors?
Exactly, yes. We actually, we are coplanar. The design puts that facade in the same plane as the building to the right. To blend in, to not stand out.
And the chimney that's on the left-hand side there, is that extended or is that as it is now?
It is as it is now, as you can probably...
Oh, I see.
You can see that it rises fairly high above the roof of the building to the left.
Right.
We're not proposing any changes to it at this point. I'm not even sure which building is served by the chimney, and it's possible that both are.
Really? So just following up on the exterior cladding of the new addition, would you also repeat these thin vertical elements that that we see on the left at 14 Piedmont?
You mean the standing seams on the...
Yes, I do.
Yes, we would.
That would be terrific. If it's sort of coplanar and very similar, I'm pretty sure that that is lead-coated copper. There's several other structures like that in Bay Village.
Yes.
But I can see why you'd go with the zinc.
There's been some concern about lead being within reach and touch of young children, and we avoid that.
Can I ask a follow-up question? Does the proposed addition go all the way back until it meets that tall wall that's in the back. You called it the tall blank wall, which is the back of the building on Winchester. Do you go all the way back, or is there an airspace there?
There is an airspace. There is a lower roof in the back of this structure, and we're going to maintain that for various reasons. So the addition, if I can, let me correct this. On the left side, we will go all the way to the wall, but in this area to the right, we will leave that open to below to ventilate and to provide some. There's an existing skylight and roof hatch to a lower room, and we want to preserve air and light to that.
Okay, so on the left side, it goes all the way back to the party wall, but then you've got this little air shaft kind of space on the right. Yeah, and then when I'm looking at this rendering that of the pergola, the ones at the bottom of the screen right now, so it seems like there's a little something underneath the pergola. I guess is that a railing around this open space?
That's the open space, yes.
Yeah, I see. Okay. Okay, great. Just one other thing. I'm really curious about the yellow utility door and the space that's defined by that. Who owns that? Is it really just kind of an unknown, or is it split between you and number 14? What's the deal?
You look at the floor plan on the left here. This is the best of my understanding as to what's happening there. It's shared between the two buildings with access from the basements of both. I believe, and the rabbi can chime in on that, I believe that this is how trash is taken out to the street on trash days.
Oh. Okay. Okay, so you can kind of walk up the stairs from the basement from either building and exit the yellow door.
That yellow door is only 5 foot high, so you have to watch your head when you...
Is there any change proposed to that door, Benny?
No.
It'll remain a yellow door.
It's going to remain a yellow door the way it is now. I don't even know whose door it is or whether we can do anything with it. The goal of this project is to create more living space, and the only way to go in this on this property is up, and we're not the lower floors.
So, in other words, on these upper floors, you've got that funny little piece out there in the back for ventilation and for light?
Yes.
Now, how big is that?
It's very small. It's
how many feet? 3, 5, 4?
5 by 8, 5 by 10.
5 by 8. It's that's probably a good estimate.
Okay. If you did it to 3, can you move the staircase back?
No. The staircase is really hemmed in by what's happening on the floor below that, on the second floor, and we can, for structural reasons, we have whatever we do behind this wall here that I'm marking with my mouse. This wall is a load-bearing wall, and it's pretty much inviolable right now. We can create an opening through it and get through it, but the stair is going to be very problematic pushing it.
You know what I'm asking, Tom, the architect. I mean,
yeah.
I understand every foot is okay. I mean, I don't know what's possible, but.
I think we maybe spoke previously about the possibility of a winder on the stair. Would that increase, or rather decrease, the length of the stair and how that projects out toward the front of the building? But I'm not sure you're allowed to do that.
Well, we don't have a window, but what we have done here, Tom, is we created a platform at the bottom of the stairs.
A landing, yep.
It's a landing and another step here.
Yep.
We're really going out of our way to shorten that stair as much as possible.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I can see the improvement in this in the head house presentation. Also, your renderings are a lot more informative than last time, which is really, really helpful. And I think that the head house is barely visible from the street. You have to kind of peek at it through that through the railing and so forth. I think it looks pretty good.
Yeah, we talked about the railing last time and what it was going to be made of and what color it was. Do we have anything?
I think Joe addressed it at the beginning of the presentation. I'll reiterate that the railing is going to be painted steel railing. It's going to be very similar to what the building to the left here has. Right. And it's hard to see in this photograph, but also the building to the right has similar railings. This is very standard for the neighborhood. It's very standard for urban roof decks.
Forgive me if I miss something.
Oh, it's okay.
No, I think it seems to flow. Mm-hmm. You know, the lines seem to flow nicely. Seems to me that you've done a good job of making that happen.
I agree completely. I think it looks a lot different seeing it portrayed this way than when we spoke from the plans earlier. It's much more clear.
Thank you.
So, commissioners, we can open it up for public comment. If I'm just going to share my screen, so we there's a script I have to bring up here. All right, and I'll make that bigger so you can see it.
Should I read it?
Yeah. Can you see that?
I can.
Okay.
Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform or email staff at bayvillageac@boston.gov. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing.
All right. I see some people here, but you know, please raise your hand if you'd like to make a public comment. I'm not seeing anyone here raising their hand. Make sure I'm not getting any messages coming in. No, it looks like there's no public comment. Oh, what? Nope. Hold on, Steve Burdick, just one second.
Oh.
All right. Mr. Burdick, you could make your comment.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, I'm glad you're having this meeting. And I agree with the lady who said that the drawings are the flow is really nice. And what Steve said about the clarity of the drawings are much better this time. I appreciate that they've done the step back for the first additional floor. My dream would be to see that second head house moved back, and I understand the problems of making stairways fit, but that would sort of be my dream. I'm still feeling like it's big for the neighborhood, but I understand what you know. We try to do what we can. So I think if it would be possible to move it back a bit, that would be great, and we'd be happy. We're the owners of Clutter next door at 1820. we have a chimney in the back, which might be, it goes about 3 feet off of our roof, which it's not as high as our head house. And it is connected to furnace exhaust, sewage exhaust, and laundry. So those fumes may be coming up onto the deck. I can't promise anything, but it should be, you should be aware of noxious fumes from that point. My other question I had was, it looks like, I know that they have like a garden in the back, and it looks like some of the deck covers that. And I'm not sure if there was a rail or anything, but it might go, that might be the area that our chimney is in might be in that garden area. So maybe it's not somewhere where someone would be sitting or standing. That those are my thoughts, but thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
All right, let's take one more look at my email. All right, Ruth, I think we can end public comment.
Okay. This would be the end of the public comment period.
So I think if commissioners have any more questions or comments, or if possibly someone might be ready to make a motion.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the project as presented, perhaps with the proviso that that pergola be previewed, you know, like make a little structure that we can come look at. But even that, I think that the pergola is going to be invisible. So I move that we approve.
And Steve, if I could add to that too, just that we a proviso that the Landmark staff sees the material, the cladding color.
Fine.
Of that as well, please.
Shall I just rephrase it and say, I move that we approve with the proviso that we see a sample of the cladding that is proposed for the addition.
Okay. If you could remand that to staff, that would be, if you trust me.
And remand to staff.
Okay.
I would also make an addition to protect Mr. Burdick that if there are problems with ventilation from that chimney in the future, that it be noted that the rabbi was notified of this as a potential problem or an issue, and that Burdick is not responsible for making changes.
I don't know if we could do that. I think we can note in the minutes that this concern came up, but I don't know that. I think maybe two, that's outside of our purview.
Okay, but let's make notice. Let's make a notice of this. I think
that the issue was raised.
Huh?
That the issue was raised. I agree.
Issue was
I think
raised
that's good.
And they were notified of this.
Yep.
As an issue, and that this has been there for a long time.
The pre-existing condition. Pre-existing,
yeah, that this was there.
Is there a second to the motion as amended?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
So carried. It's a done deal, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for your time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Benny.
All for your time. Thank you.
All right, and I just, one more call out, if there's anyone here to present for 18 Winchester. Unfortunately, I don't see the person I've been communicating with replied, and I don't have a message from him. So I think we may have to just continue that for next month.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
I'll just give a quick update. I went to the Neighborhood Association last week and presented the latest draft of the guidelines. There were several people who hadn't seen it before, so I told them, you know, again, we're not in a rush to, you know, have it. We want to make sure everyone's comfortable with them and has a chance to review them. So I'm anticipating, hopefully I'll be getting comments for next month to share with you. Otherwise, I haven't gotten any other comments from any other constituents, and I haven't heard anything back from the Massachusetts Historic Commission, whether or not they have any comments. So, you know, again, moving forward with the Neighborhood Association, and, you know, as soon as I hear back from them, I'll report to all of you.
Good.
And then the minutes has been brought to my attention. There are some revisions that need to be done. So we will table those for October.
Okay.
Joe, before we wrap up, can I ask about 18 Winchester? I looked at the...
can't really discuss it because it's...
It's not it.
We didn't open the... I mean, I can answer... If you want to email me some questions, I'll be happy to respond to you.
Okay.
Thank you, Joe.
Okie doke.
Yeah, sorry about that. We can't have a... I get reminded of open meeting law all the time, and we don't want to violate it.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right. Okay, so I think with that, Ruth, if you want to ask someone to make a motion to adjourn.
Is there a motion available for adjournment of this meeting?
Second.
Second. So carried. Everybody in favor, raise your hands or whatever.
Okay.
Done deal. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Steve, if you want to stay on, that'll be fine. Let me just stop.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Ruth, for running the meeting.
Oh, yep. You're more than welcome. Thank you. Take care, everybody. Nice to see you.
You too.
Take care, everybody.